Representative Vicki Barnett, and she's from Farmington Hills. She's on the other end of our line. Vicki, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being on the program. Now, I've already talked with Kurt Weiss from the state of Michigan. I know that you were very troubled, along with John Svitalski, about the website for the state of Michigan, especially being connected with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Talk about that.
Well, it's not that I was troubled. I just think it's wrong to have an organization listed on the state website when you're looking for legislative roll call votes. It should be the legislature's website that you go to for an unbiased viewpoint of what the bills are and how your legislator voted. I would be objecting to any think tank, partisan or nonpartisan, that would be linked on our website as the sole source for legislative information.
As listed on this press release I received from your office, they were called right wing. Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, it's no secret that Americans for Prosperity and the Mackinac Center have a particular right-wing focus. There's a lot of right-wing people, left-wing people. I think it is right-wing. I think it's got a very, very strong bias toward business, anti-labor, anti-labor union, anti-collective bargaining, anti-middle class. So I think that it's unfair to list them as the sole source. I'll give you an example. When they list how the teacher tenure bills were passed, their description of House Bill 4626 was a bill to make it easier to fire ineffective teachers. So if you were a yes vote, you wanted to fire ineffective teachers. If you were a no vote on their website, according to this description, you wanted to keep ineffective teachers. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. Actually, if you went to the legislature and you read the title of the bill and you learned what was in it, it was education, teachers, discharge or demotion of a teacher on continuing tenure to revise permissible grounds for, change definition of demotion, and limit the length of time that salary continues during suspension. A very different viewpoint, when in fact this bill didn't define effective, ineffective, or even hold administrators accountable. So you could also list it on a website, a bill to keep ineffective administrators as principals in your kids' schools.
What do you think about the thought, though, that many ineffective teachers, because of the process, either kept their jobs or it took them so long to get them out of those positions, and it was very time costly and it was very physically costly?
Well, I've had coffee hours on this, but if you want to talk about that House bill, I'll be happy to. If you want to talk about the website, I'll be happy to talk about that too. And we can segue into the teacher thing by simply ending this and saying the governor also agreed with us and immediately took down that particular link. So It wasn't as if the governor was fighting us on this. Mm-hmm. He looked at it and he immediately realized that it was an error and it needed to go. And I want to commend the governor and his staff for removing that link very quickly. I believe it was within an hour and a half of our press release going out that the governor took quick action, removed the link, and now you do go to the legislative website. So I think that problem has been resolved with the governor agreeing with John Svitalski and I. So I don't think that's an issue anymore.
About that? Democratic props for a Republican governor.
Well, he did the right thing. We were just pointing out that there was a mistake here. It wasn't good information that was the sole link for legislative voting, and the governor agreed with us. So I think he agrees with us that it doesn't matter whether it's a right-wing bent organization or a left-wing, or whether it's just the Brookings Institution or the Heritage Foundation, the legislative information that people are seeking for, the first point that they go to on a state's website should be the state legislature. If they want to seek out other information, they are perfectly able to do so on the internet. And we welcome them to look at a variety of sources to get a real handle on how their representatives are doing or how the candidates are speaking about what they want to do when they get into office. I'm a strong proponent of voter education and voter awareness and people turning out to vote. So the fact that the governor agreed with us was going right to the heart of our point. And you shouldn't have a think tank as your sole source of information.
You know, Representative, this got me thinking of what we've been talking about. I wonder, in your opinion, what's the difference between right-wing and fiscally conservative?
Well, I believe that I'm fiscally conservative. I'm a financial planner in my private life. I've read the tax bill. I'm on tax policy and commerce. And I think the difference is how you approach solving financial problems. I think a true fiscal conservative looks at the best way to cut costs and manage the budget, whereas a right wing would have a political agenda attached to that. And I think that, and so that's how I would define it.
Why do you think Democrats get labeled as the free all spend all and the Republicans get labeled as more fiscally conservative, if you will?
I don't know, because I can tell you with the tax package that just passed, it had the largest tax cut for businesses in our history at a time of economic crisis. It replaced that Michigan business tax, which we all agree was terrible. It was an absolutely horrible tax. The new tax plan will only tax a small portion of our state's businesses if they are listed as C corporations and leave every other business without paying a single dollar of income tax to the state of Michigan for the services they receive. And I'll tell you how that breaks down. It means the General Motors and Ford Motor Company, who are C corporations, will have to pay 6% income tax, and Chrysler Corporation will pay zero because Chrysler is an LLC. That's just not fair. And the governor and lieutenant governor said day in, day out, they wanted a fair system without picking winners and losers. Here is a clear choice of a winner and two losers under the governor's tax plan. In addition, once we replaced that Michigan business tax and gave businesses huge tax breaks across the state, we filled that hole by cutting education spending and adding a tax on pensions to our seniors, and we divided that tax into three categories depending on the year you're born. It makes no sense whatsoever. So I don't think that that was fiscally responsible. And I don't think it's fiscally conservative, and I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's equitable.
Representative Vicki Barnett is the Democratic whip. Representative, we've got to get you in here for a couple segments and some coffee. Love your passion, appreciate your knowledge. Thanks so much.
I would welcome the opportunity. Thank you so much, and have a great day.